My first experience was military jail. And it wasn't very fun because it was all African American heroin addicts I was in jail with. And they were recently back from Vietnam. They were bitter, and I think they had a right to be bitter, I suppose. But they had a dislike of white people. This is back in the 70s. And we were still, the country was still, you know, experiencing the racial tension, burning of cities, the Martin Luther King assassination, and these people were, you know, this is not a very pleasant experience. That was only for 60 days, though. That was only for 2 months. And then the second time I was in jail, it was only for like 2 weeks. The second time I was in jail was not, you know, but even it was all African Americans then too. You know, there were 15 people in the jail I was in, and there were like 2 or 3 white people. But there for 1 week, I was the only white person in there. And most of these people were crack cocaine type people, you know, crack cocaine. Most people that are in jail are drug offenders, you know. Here are this mostly African American drug offenders. So I, you know, but having said that, you'd think the second time I was in jail was not bad at all. The food was horrible. It was the thing that bothered me the most was the noise. It was very noisy. Other than that, there was no fights or any homosexual behavior. You know, just there was a few fights. I remember one fight. On Saturday night, if you had a good report, the cell block had a good report. This is a little county jail, right? If they had a good report when the jailer came by and everybody's bunk was made up and everything, you know, things were put away, they would bring a pizza into the cell block. And the cell, you would share a slice. Everybody would get a slice of pizza. You know, this one incident, this fella dropped he knocked a piece of pizza out of another person's hand or something. Anyway, this piece of pizza landed on the floor, okay? And this guy was an ex-football player. He's probably in his early 20s. Must have been a linebacker or something, I don't know. And he got into a football stance, sort of. And he took this guy and he knocked him, not down, but he knocked him back up against the door. And it was kind of bad. It was like, damn. You know, this guy's like probably 6'4", 250 pounds or so. And you could tell that it was all football. I mean, it was like, boom, you know. I mean, he knocked this guy. And the other guy wasn't a real small, just average build. That's the only fight. It wasn't a fight. So you hear a lot of stuff about jails or Hollywood stuff. I mean, but I don't know. That's the only two experiences I've ever had in jail. So who would I want to spend my time in jail with here on this Zoo? I don't know, Jim. Jail. Now that, I've spent a day or two, 2 days, in some really bad jails. One in Long Bend Jail, in a Connex, for 2 days. Now that was pretty miserable, actually. And then when I initially went to jail here, it was like they put me in, before they transferred me down to the county jail, it was like a cubicle, man. It was really like you were, it was kind of, it was pretty bad, actually. But it's just for a day or two. A lot of people can't handle jail. I have seen people go crazy in jail, actually. I've seen it, people crying, grown men crying and stuff like that, you know. It's not a, you see some things in jail that, you know, not the Hollywood or movie stuff. You see people, there's a lot of depression, I suppose. And, I don't know how to describe it, but I've never been to prison, and I don't know anything about that, but that is a rather interesting question. Who would you want to spend, you know, bunk with you in jail? I don't know. Maybe something of long, I would like to say a person that had a, liberal outlook on life, perhaps. A very, you know, open-minded person, that could, an educated person who had a somewhat, a, you know, a interesting life that you could, you know, the big thing in jail is talking to people, telling, you know, stories and playing cards and stuff like that, you know, because you're, well, I couldn't really say. I think maybe you or Douglas would probably go crazy in jail. Might go over there. As far as Fred, I'd say Thorazine would be the cure for him. They still use Thorazine too. I asked the doctor here a couple of months ago about Thorazine, and he said, yes, they still use it. They still use Thorazine. There's other drugs they normally use, but it's still being used. Thorazine, it'll make you shut up, you know. I knew this preacher when I lived in San Francisco. This black street preacher. I used to see him when I'd go get my bagel in the mornings and coffee. And he'd be on the street corner down there preaching. I started talking to him one day, and he'd been to prison for a long time. And he said, that's when I first heard about Thorazine, because they didn't like him preaching in prison. He caused a lot of problems for the fellow inmates, so they shot him up they forced him to take Thorazine. And he didn't have the desire to be very vocal anymore. So yeah, that would probably be a pretty good solution, I suppose, for that one individual you mentioned, Thorazine. So I kind of come by here and call for you or Carl or Douglas. That's about the only three I talk to on here anymore. And